Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Transportation will be closing M-19 in both directions at Bryce Road in St. Clair County in order to replace a culvert. Work is expected to be started and completed on May the 31st. Closing the roadway is necessary to provide the safest work area possible for crews and motorists. Replacing the culvert will ensure the integrity of the roadway. It is being done ahead of an upcoming $2 million investment to resurface 9.8 miles of M-19 that is scheduled to begin in early June. And another news for today. A recall effort is underway for Elmwood Township Supervisor Chris Graff and for Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn, with the review of signatures being done this week. The reason given for their recall was that Graff and Kilborn each voted against the motion to terminate Elmwood Township's professional relationship with the law firm Foster Swift Collins and Smith PC and approve hiring the law firm services of Bauckham Thal, Sieber, Kaufman, and Cooks PC to provide new legal services. There were 13 petition sheets with approximately 143 signatures to recall Graff, and 12 petition sheets with approximately 137 signatures for the recall of Kilborn. County Clerk Jody Fetting explained, quote, the verification process to determine if enough qualified signatures were collected to trigger recall election. If successful, that contest will appear on the November 3rd election ballot. Graff and Kilborn have until June the 18th to submit written challenges regarding signature authenticity or elector registration. Serving on the county's election commission are County Treasurer Ashley Bennett, Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane, as well as County Clerk Jody Fetting. Three other veteran township board members were successfully recalled during the election early this month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Huron County Sheriff's Office wants everyone to enjoy this important holiday weekend. However, activities that usually accompany it have on occasion made for bad holiday weekend experiences. To name two of those activities that can be more problematic include fireworks and boating. Improper use of fireworks has disrupted neighborhoods, caused property damage, and even worse, caused serious injuries to a few. Safety and exercising caution when using fireworks is a priority, with being respectful of your neighbors coming in at a close second. Every year, our county's law enforcement agencies respond to late-hour noise complaints and property damage caused by fireworks. The sheriff's office is asking that firework enthusiasts be mindful and careful when they're using them. Also, our county's shoreline consists of nearly 100 miles of shoreline, and unfortunately, the forecast for the holiday period is indicating that there may be some unfavorable conditions from time to time for boating, and boaters are advised to stay updated daily with the most recent lake forecast. For those able to make it out onto the lake, make sure your boat is properly equipped and observe state and federal laws that pertain to safe boating. For the last several years, Huron County's North Shore has become a very popular kayaking destination. Those waters also have been the scene over the years of many emergency situations involving kayaks. Several near-death experiences have occurred, as well as even one death. or as well as even death. Kayakers are strongly encouraged to understand that even though this time of year is considered to be the unofficial start of summer, water temperatures right now are only in the mid-50s to lower 60s, and short-term exposure can lead to hypothermia. Kayakers also need to know their physical limits when kayaking, along with understanding exactly what type of sea conditions their kayak can take. Near-shore southerly breezes can also leave a false impression for favorable kayaking, and the further you go offshore, the waves and currents will increase and it will become difficult to return. Under no circumstances should anyone venture out without a proper life jacket. The most common causes of death in kayaking accidents are overturning or falling overboard. This has occurred too many times in the county, and a life jacket often becomes the difference between life or death. If you do not have a life jacket in the Port Austin area, an assortment are available at the life jacket station on the Bird Creek Beach, courtesy of an 8-year effort by the Sheriff's Office, the Village of Port Austin, and the Port Austin Fire Department. Loaner life jackets are also available in the Caseville area at the Municipal Harbor, courtesy of the Harbor Commission and local merchants. Those options further narrow excuses for why someone has left shore without a life jacket. When done with the borrowed life jacket after a trip, you are asked to return it. Tickets yearly are written by marine deputies to those who ignore the life jacket law. Besides the importance of a life jacket and having proper attire for the cold water conditions, the sheriff's office asks that kayakers at least carry a cell phone in some type of waterproof container. One other very important safety precaution is to always let someone know where you're going and when you're supposed to be back. They ask that kayakers be respectful to shoreline property owners and their privacy rights. Every year, trespassing complaints are called in, many resulting in enforcement action. The Huron County Sheriff's Office and its deputies wish you a safe holiday weekend and thank you for your cooperation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, May the 21st of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.